Michelangelo had a very large canvas when he began work on the Sistine Chapel. Make a trip to this river town and you'll find a man who had 2.5 blocks of canvas to fill. And his results are also very impressive. This week we're brought to you by VisitCape.com. Plan your adventure to Cape Girardeau, Missouri, where the river turns a thousand tales. This is Andrew McCray, and as you know, I'm often traveling the nation for our American Countryside broadcasts. My family and I recently spent a weekend in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. What is there to do in Cape Girardeau? Take in a Civil War reenactment at Fort Dee.
This is a star-shaped fort. It was challenged in the Civil War.
Or the history behind the picturesque Bollinger Mill.
A beautiful structure. It's very impressive.
And the Burfordville Covered Bridge, a true Missouri treasure.
There's only four. This is the oldest.
Take the kids to the Lazy Elk Safari Park and feed a giraffe.
We have kangaroos, muttjacks, cavies, awdads, ibex, pygmy goats.
Families love the Nature Center, Discovery Playhouse, and Cape Splash, the new aquatic center. Enjoy the evening listening to one of the free concerts downtown or a Broadway show at the River Campus. Then take in the sunset on the River Bluffs at Trail of Tears State Park. There's plenty to do in
Cape Girardeau.
That's my 2- and 3-year-old. And while Cape Girardeau may be difficult for them to say or spell, it's easy for you to plan your trip. Just go to visitcape.com and have a great experience like we did in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Between downtown Cape Girardeau and the Mississippi River, there's something that could have become an eyesore.
It's our levee wall that keeps the river out of the city. Previous to that wall going up in the early 60s, the water used to come right up into the downtown area.
Don Greenwood says that wall does keep flood water out, but he and other citizens helped turn the wall into an attraction.
So I came up with a sketch of that wall in stonework painted on there with arches every so often. The original idea was as you look through those arches, you saw the river as if the wall were not there.
Those 24 arches would also contain murals depicting vignettes of the area's history. Tom Melvin of Chicago was hired to turn a wall 2.5 city blocks in length into a storyboard of sorts.
The first panel, it really depicts before there were people in the Mississippi River Valley. The next one progresses to the early Indians that were the first settlers here, and then it goes forth through history.
Interpretive panels share the history depicted in the 24 vignettes painted on the wall.
The entire project was almost 7 years. The actual painting of the wall itself, once we chose the artist and decided all the subject matter, took about 2 years.
It is a masterpiece that has mesmerized people from the beginning.
During the actual process of the painting, when Tom and his crew came down from Chicago, he hired about 4 local artists to help him with it, and people came from far and wide just to sit and watch them paint. It was just an amazing process.
It is truly a sight to see, with a vital concrete levee wall turned into a canvas, a beautiful backdrop on the city's downtown and the neighboring Mississippi River. Traveling the Countryside, and this week brought to you by VisitCape.com. In Cape Girardeau, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.